isiNdebele.
Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Ulambulela kustudio 7 yesonto mhlaka 12 uNhlangula 2022 uGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, bathi sibele abantu eZimbabwe kulandela ukubulawa kwamalunga ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change.
Okwenza abantu bacabangele ukuthi kungabe uhulumende uyathinteka kukho kungenxa yembali yakhe uhulumende.
Sebesehluleka ukuthenga imbambayila abantu ngenxa yokukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni.
Ukuthi sizaphephela ngaphakathi kwazo.
Abasekela ibandla lezaphu benza isikhumbuzo sikamuyi uDumiso Dabengwa bekhala ngokwenzakala elizweni. Salethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulo msakazo. Sibele abantu eZimbabwe kulandela ukubulawa kwabasekeli bebandla eliphikisayo eliCitizens Coalition for Change ekukhelwa umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Isidumbu sikankosikazi Mo Blessing Ali sitholakale izolo siqunywaqunywe zaphoselwa emgodini wamanzi endaweni ebizwa ngokuthi Nyatsime. Kuthi kobulawayo kusanda kubulawa umnumzana Langelihle Dube waganyulwa ngamabhemba emzini wakhe ngabantu bacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabalandeli bebandla leZANU-PF. Ababili laba bebesaziwa kakhulu ezigabeni zabo njengabantu abafuna kube lenguquko kwezembusazwe kwele Zimbabwe. Kucatshangelwa ukuba babulewe ngabalandeli bebandla elibusayo. Kodwa isikhulumeli samapholisa u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati uthi u-Ali ucatshangelwa ukuba wabulawa ngu-Pius Jamba wayethandana laye. Kuthi-ke uDube ubulewe yizigebengu. UDube ubekwa namuhla. Umndeni ka-Ali uthi isidumbu esitholakale izulu eNyatsime ngesikankosikazi Ali. Olwela ilungelo likaZulu umnumzana efihlela Ncube uthi kuyethusa okwehlele ababili laba ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho oluzakwenziwa ngomnyaka ozayo.
Okwenza abantu bacabangele ukuthi kungabe uhulumende uyathinteka kukho kungenxa yembali yakhe uhulumende. Kusuka ngesikhathi seGugura Wundi khona le nyamalalisa abantu, kubulawa abantu, batholakale beyizidumbu belahliwe nje. Ngakho ke nxa kulokhe kubonakala kunjengedada, kukhala njengedada, kuhamba njengedada, kuyabe kulidada phela lelo. Yingakho ke kulula ukuthi abantu bacabangele ukuthi uhulumende nguye owenze lesi sehlakalo, ngokuba nguye esimazi ngakhona lokho, ikakhulu kulabo abakhuthalele ukuletha inguquko ukuze kuhlonitshwe amalungelo abantu, kuhlonitshwe imithetho.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Mbuso Fuzayo okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-ibheju likaZulu.
Okuthiwa libandla lamayelo ukuthi abebandla elingabe libusa yile lingabe lathatha umsekelo wabo, kungabe kuliqiniso? Ngoba leli bandla mbona ngazathi liqede abantu, so imbalini yalo ukuthi liyaqeda. So mbona ngazathi akukho okungasenza singabi leqiniso lokuthi yilo. As long as uhulumende engakenzi anything ezenza sikhole ukuthi ayisiwo, sizabe sikhole ukuthi yiwo.
Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa uthi kuyethusa okwehlele unkosikazi Ali Lodube.
Sibamba umlomo wangaphansi njalo siyamangala ukuthi iZimbabwe sidleni ngenxa yokuthi sibona ngani impilo zabantu seziphonga ukuphathwa mahlayana. Amanje sebefuna ukubulala abantu bonke, bazabusa amangcwaba na? Namhlanje sesikhala siyalila uMo Blessing bamthwala, bambopha, bambulala, bayamcwilisa emanzini. Sithi siyadinga amapholisa athi zinzani, sizalitshela bakhulume abakuthandayo bathi uthathwe yi-boyfriend yakhe. Namhlanje ipholisa elikhulu, isikhulumeni sepholisa ubaba uPaul Nyati sesethusela imuli ika-Blessing bona bekhala. sibona ngani luhlazo njalo kuzakwenza iZimbabwe ibuyele emuva kakhulu kwezenotho lokuhlalisana kwabantu jikelele emhlabeni wonke.
Umnumzana Sembama Vaza okubandla lezano PF uthi amapolisa akhuluma iqiniso, ngakho ke abezombangazwe basenga ezimithiyo.
More blessing the evidence had shown that she was taken from a pub where she was. People saw that it was a fight between herself and the boyfriend or the ex-boyfriend. This has nothing to do with politics. It is very surprising that CCC are taking advantage of this death and making it look like a political death. The boyfriend could have been a member of ZANU-PF, but he was not doing what he was doing for ZANU-PF. Again, you must realize that the boyfriend is a member of the Catholic Church. Are we then going to say the Catholics are killing people?
Siyakwazi ukuthi uMo Blessing ubulewe umuntu ocatshangelwa ukuthi wayethandana laye. Njalo sisibonile amapolisa ukuthi aphenya lolu daba. Kumele sibalalele khonokho abakukhulumayo. Ngathi ukuthi sizwe ama-politicians esekhuluma okungaqedakaliyo.
And again, Mlawayo was murdered. The evidence shows that he was murdered by the criminals. And one thing we must understand in both of them, they are not very senior in the CCC. They have no significance. There is no reason for them to be killed by anybody because their death does not change anything in CCC.
Banengi abantu abathunjwa ngabacatshangelwa ukuba badlelana lebandla elibusayo kusukela ngomnyaka ka 1983. Abantu abafika inkulungwane ezingamathumi amabili 20,000 babulawa ikukulawundi eMatabeleland lenkabazwe kusukela ngomnyaka ka 1983. Abanye baphoselwa emigodini bephila bafela khona. Ukukhuphuka mahlayana kwentengo yesinkwa, impuphu lamafutha okupheka sokusenza iningi labantu lithenge imbambayila, indumba lokudla amagwadla ukuze lifake okuya ethunjini. Iningi lithi seliphila nzima. Kubika uEza Jesus Banda weStudio 7.
Ezitolo eziningi isinkwa sesibiza amadola eZimbabwe angamakhulu ayisikhombisa lanhlanu, 750 RTGS kumbe-ke US$1.60. Lokhu kukhomba ukuthi sikhuphuke ngesilinganiso esingamakhulu amathathu ekhulwini, 300%. Abantu abaningi bathi sebephila nzima ngoba imbambayila lokunye lokhu sokubiza imali ephezulu. Ugogo Bamhlanga wehlulwe intengo yesinkwa wathola le mbambayila layo isidula.
Izinto sezidula. Ukuthi sizaphephela ngapha kasikwazi. Wathi sivela dinga isinkwa, isinkwa siyadula imali akhona ngekwanisa. Ante mbambayile nimbambayela lazo zithengiswa zimbili. Uthiwe dola. So ukuthi sizaphephela ngapha kulo mhlaba kasikwazi. Ukuthi izinto zibe zilunge ukuze lathi sikwanise ukuthi sithenge. Ukuthi sizabulawa yindlala.
Umnumzana Sipho Dlodlobo bezama ukuthenga isinkwa lempuphu esitolo waxoxwa intengo ekhuphukileyo.
Izitolo zonke izinto zikhwelile, even nange-forex yakhona zikhwelile. Angazi uhamba njani, kambe khonapho kunzima, angazi ukuthi uhamba njani. Hhayi,
uyathenga ngani ukudla?
Eyi, ukudla ukuze kuthengwe kwakhona, eyi, sasi kunzima. Ngazama ukuthi kuthenge ngani nale imali ekhona, but akuyihlanganisa kwakhona kunzima.
Ukukhuphuka kwentengo yokudla kwenza iningi litshona ngendlala. Uyakhala unkosazana Melinda Ndlovu.
Hayi, mna vela kumphathi ngoba sesidla kanye ngelanga, konke nje akusahlangani. Into azimanga ngesimo. Imuli sokunzima. Sokunzima sibili ukuthi siyinakekele ngoba ubamba ngapha, ubamba la ngapha, hayi akuhlangani. Akuhlangani kahle sibili. Sune inkosi.
Le ntandane azazi siyophila ngani. Obri Dube ntandane uleminyaka elithumi lasikhombisa 17.
Lapho ngiyathengisa etown. Nde 17 years. Thina sathiwa ngabazali la. Siba ngu-3 ndabana bami abandilandelayo. Izinto ziyadula lapha kunzima. Sidla kanyelanga ngoba siyavukela, ngiyavukela mnuthi ngiyezama ukuthi ngibonthi nezinja lokuthengisa ethawuni.
Abezitolo ezinkulu bathi kugugudeka kwemali eZimbabwe yikho kwenza bakhuphule intengo yempahla njalo bayithengise ngedola leMelika. Unkosazana Peggy Manyasha osebenzela esinye sezitolo ezinkulu koBulawayo uthi bakhuphula intengo yempahla yonke nsuku zonke.
Izinto sezikhwela ngebhondi konke leyo. Wakhangela nge-last week 2.1 ingahale uthi 2.875. Izinto sezikhwela ngebhondi konke leyo. Amathili alalutho ngoba abantu abathinta abalamali kunabantu esitolo vele ikliniki akunamuntu esitolo.
Umnumzana
uNosithube umphilisalo wenhlanganiso ye-MLA abahlali bedolobha lakobulawayo eyobulawayo United Residents Association Bura uthi bacela uhulumende angenele ukwenzela ukumisa ukukhuphuka kwentengo yokudla.
Luhlupho lokukhwela kwezinto esithi thina ngama-basic commodities onjengabompuphu, osinkwa, ochukela, amafutha, oyilosepa. Ama-prices lasephoku hlale khwela usuku zonke lokhona sokusenza ukuthi abantu kabasenelisi ukuthi bathole lezi zinto.
Intengo yokudla ikhuphuka maviki wonke kwele Zimbabwe. Bakhala ezimathonsi abantu, kukanti iningi seliphila ngamagwadla nembambayila. Njalo lidla kanye ngosuku. Imali yesitudio 7 ngobulawayo, ikhomo lamungezwe.
Amalunga ebandla lezaphu eSouth Africa namhla athe gwaqa eBoysens Hotel eJohannesburg ekhumbula impilo kaMoyi owayengumkhokheli webandla leli uNomzana Dumiso Dabengwa. Uthi uzokhumala usibhalo ludaba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Viva Dumiso Dabengwa, viva!
Viva!
Laba ngababe ngabalweli bempi yenkululeko kuviyo lezipha abebehaya amahubo abakhumbuza umkhokheli wabo uDabengwa. OkaDabengwa ubhubhe eminyakeni emithathu edluleyo mhlazi ku-23 iNkwenkwezi. Izikhulumi zonke zethu lenkulumo kulumbuthano bezimchaza njengenkokheli ebilesineke, ilalela, ikhaliphile njalo lamaceba abambekayo okuthuthukisa ilizwe. Owalwa impi yenkululeko uMnumzana James Chauke uthe kuqakatheke kakhulu okwenziwa nguDabengwa ikukhipha izaphu kumanyano wayo leZanu PF.
And he pulled out after realizing that certain aspects of the accord were not fulfilled. Njalo siyathemba lowo wayekhona could pushing on not only into your properties but the concept of devolution, which we feel empowers each and every people where it should be carried out.
Ubona ukuhlelwa kwenhlelo zezaphu uMnumzana Andrew Thebe uthe usizi ukuthi ababusayo eZimbabwe sebalahlile inhloso zempi yenkululeko.
Asikhumbuleni ukuthi during Amstrike kwakulelwa ukuthi umuntu abantu endlini yami ikwazi ukuvota, endlini yami ibe namalungelo ayikhwala. Is answer the question of land. What are we the pioneers of land? Let's remember what is happening at the government in waiting.
Yes, in your spadaman, that says Apu, Kosazana, Vianchazo. Uthe njengabomama bafuna ukubona isifiso sikaDabengwa sokuthi omama labo baphathe ezikhundleni zikahulumende sigcwaliseka.
Sicindezeleke kakhulu njengabomama, yikho vele kuyithi ama-target, yikho noma kusenzeka ini kulandwa abomama kuqala. Ibuhlungu kakhulu leyo nto and ma ngikhangela kakhulu ngicabanga ukuthi omama kufanele ukuthi siphakame silimele ilizwe lethu singabi ngama-soft target, sibonakale ukuthi lathi singabantu.
UNkosazana Thobekile Ncube phethe ezezimali kulutsha lwezaphu eSouth Africa uthi sekwisikhathi ukuthi izaphu layo ithole ithuba lokubusa.
Umsebenzi phambili because kumanje we are here in South Africa, we have to hide our identities, sisebenza amaphepha angasiwo wethu. Abantu bahlukunyezwa, babulawa, bagijinyiswa, siyabotshwa. But engifisayo elizweni lakithi ukuthi kube nezindlela zokuthi kutholakale imisebenzi for ama-youth, sikwazi ukusebenza ekhaya.
Loba kunjalo abanye bathi kusasekuningi okuzafuze kwenziwe libandla lezaphu nxa lifuna ukubusa. Lokhu kukuqela kwazakala elizweni lonke ukuba lengatsha ezigabeni zonke zelizwe kanye lokungqoba ekhethweni kwamakansila labameli bedale lephalamende. Inkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi kulelanizilikazi kanokubhengula laye ubekhona kulo umbuthano. Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngimuthuso Khumalo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo siyesikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Ikomiti ehlolisisa ukuhlaselwa kwedale leCongress ngoZibandlela ngomnyaka 2021 ikhangelwe ukuba kusasa iza kwethula obunye njalo ubufakazi bokwenzakala ngosuku lolu. abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba kuzahlolisiswa okwenziwa ngowaye ngumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump wayefuna kugenqulwe impumelo yokhetho lukamongameli. Inhlanganiso yomhlaba wonke jikelele i-United Nations ithi baningi abantu abadabuka kuzwekazi le-Afrika abafela elwandle e-Mediterranean Sea ngesikhathi bezama ukuya emazweni athuthukileyo ngenxa yesimo esibi emazweni abo. Sokusikhathi sezamasiko. Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa loMnumzana Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli sikwakhethwa ngumdeni wakwaKhumalo uba yinkosi yamaNdebele uNobolelani Lobhengula. Sikhuluma ngesikhumbuzo senkosi uMzilikazi. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo baba Khumalo.
Msakazi, ngiyabingelela wena, ngibingelela labalaleli bakho. Msakazi, iMzilikazi Day ingo-10 September 2022 eMhlahlandlela. Abantu babafuna ukuchazela ukuthi iMhlahlandlela isigodlo senkosi uMzilikazi semangweni weMatopo. Uma uphuma useMatopo Mission, mhlawumbe ungaba ngo-15 kilometers khona lapho, kulapho wenzelwa khona 10 September 2022. Bayaqoqana indawana yonke, iSADC yonke nje, South Africa, eBotswana nasekhaya, bayaqoqana ukuthi sebelungisa imvunulo ukuthi lolo suku luzoba lusuku oluhle olukhulu. Abadala labekhaya bayahlanganisa ukuthi kuzahlatshwani, kwini okuzadliwa ngalolo suku ukuze abantu bafike badle basuthe bahambe bevungula. Msakazi,
yes, ngathi vele kuqakathekela nganani ukuthi kwenziwe isikhumbuzo lesi.
Umuntu uma engazazi ukuthi ungubani, engazazi ukuthi uyini, engazi ukudabuka kwakhe, uyantula nje emhlabeni. Njalo ke khulu ama-colonialists babevele befuna ukusilahlisa ubuyithi bethu, ubuzwe bethu. Manje nxa umuntu engazazi ukuthi uyinto bani, uyantula emhlabeni, uthathwa ngumoya. Kufikele umoya umvunguzayele, kufikele umvunguzayele. Kodwa umuntu ozaziyo ukuthi ungubani, kuliNdebele, ungumthwakazi, asikho isizathu umuntu angasipha ukuthi simvimbile ukuthi angabi khona esikhumbuzweni senkosi uMzilikazi onguye umakhi walesi sizwe. Yikho ke ngiyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi ukuzazi, ukuzigqaja ngoba unguwe bakho kubaluleke kakhulu empilweni.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Khumalo ungadinelwa kusasa. Uhlelo lwamhla lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke besixoxa loMnumzana Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli siwakhethwa ngumdeni wakwaKhumalo uba yinkosi yamaNdebele uBolelani Lobhengula. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo. Sile sizwe ezokholo lesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo ofuselela umoya igama ngontungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphathelene mfundisi.
Siyabingelela nazihlozi inkosi ezithandekileyo ngalolu suku lwanamhlanje. Sibonga ithuba lokuthi sihlangane siyibonisana ngokuvuselelwa kwemoya yethu. Sivuselela nje sibonga laso isipho sempilo, ngoba aluba asiphili ngabe kasikwenzi lokhu esikwenza njengamanje. Namhlanje ke ngalolu suku sizakhangela ke amazwi esiyakhumbuzana ngawe encwadini yezaga yesahluko sesine indima ezimbili amashumi amabili nantathu lendima yamashumi amabili lane. Sithola amazwi afundeka kanje: phezu kwakho konke okugcinayo, gcina inhliziyo yakho ngokuba kuyilapho kuvela khona ukuphila. 24. Susa kuwe ukuphambana komlomo lezindebe eziyisigwegwe, uzidedisele kude nawe. Bakithi leli lizwi liyezwakala mpela uthi likhuluma ngani, lithi phezu kwakho konke gcina inhliziyo yakho, ngoba inhliziyo yiyona ewunika ukuphila, yiyona eyenza ube nguwe. Masikhangela ke emulini lapha silandela lamazwi la uverse 24 athi susa kuwe ukuphambana komlomo nezindebe eziyisigwegwe uzigqedisele kude nawe. Siyibona ukuthi ingxaki, ingxabano, ukufuthelana, ukungazwanani, ukuzondana okuningi kwakhona kusukela enhliziyweni engayisiyo, kusukela ukuthi inhliziyo iyagaya ekugayayo, ithi ngakugaya inhliziyo kube sekuphuma ngomlomo langazo indebe lezi esikhuluma ngazo. Obaba okumele babe ziyinhloko zemizi eyakhiweyo, labo mama labantwana labasakwazi ukugcina inhliziyo zabo. Uyafica ikakhulu ontanga laba batsha ngabakwazi kwesinye isikhathi ukuthi kade vele bangobani bayini ekuphileni kwabo. Ungalalela amazwi akhitshwa yilaba abasakhulayo kwesinye isikhathi uyamangala mpela ubana lo mntwana kambe usuka egumeni elilabazali. Abakukhulumayo ngemlomo yabo bekhuluma bodwa kuze kweqelela kwabanye abadala kakhulu kulabo kuhlasimulisa umzimba. Kabasananzeleli, kabanaki ukuthi ubuntu babo buyini. Sebekholisa khona ukubukwa ngontanga ngalokhu abakukhipha emlonyeni yabo kusuka enhliziyweni zabo. Eqinisweni, emizini eminingi kulokuphambana kwamazwi aphuma emlonyeni yabantu. Ayisibo ontanga bodwa, sengitsho labadala. Bakhona abantu esibakhangelele ukuthi badala ngokuzalwa ngokweminyaka, esikhangelele ukuthi baziphathe ngendlela engcono. Kodwa ngeqiniso siyavumelana ukuthi indawo ngendawo lapho esihleli khona bakhona abanye abantu abadala ngeminyaka, kodwa ekwenzeni inhliziyo zabo nxa sebekhuluma kuyabonakala ukuthi hayi kabakhulanga, baphambene nje. Hhayi, ayisiko kuthuka umuntu, kodwa sikhuluma into eyiyo esiyibonayo. Kufuneka abantu bagcine inhliziyo zabo ziphuphuma uthando, zigeziswe ngelizwi lenkosi. Phezu kwakho konke, gcina inhliziyo yakho. Wena ugcineni? Umlomo wakho ukhulumani lokho okusukela enhliziyweni yakho? Asikhuleke. Thixo olungileyo, sicela ukubana usinike amandla ukubana phezu kwakho konke esikwenzayo lesiyikho, sigcine inhliziyo zethu ukuze sithole ukuphila ngokuhlalisana kuhle labanye abantu ukuze samukeleke elisweni lakho. Amen.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkanhla. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo. Kweza batsha uEzra Jesus Banda ukhupha losakhulayo olima ukudla kwenkomo eluhlaza irrigation scheme eCholojo.
Ungubani igama?
Ibizo lami nguLesipho Antonetta Moyo. Lami ngomunye osakhulayo esilima khona pe-irrigation.
Okay. Lapha nga usithi liyalima, ngibona uphakathi kwalokhu kuyingo lo.
Le i-velvet ukudla kwenkomo ngapha ulabhulabhu.
He? I-velvet?
Le i-velvet le labhulabhu.
Le somi le labhulabhu? Kulinywa njani lo?
Lokhu uyalima ungahlanyela, masuhlanyelile lapho sakela wawoma ukuthi sibele nhlanyela. Inhlanyela yakho ngayafana besiyidobha laphana isiyibekile laphana, then okunye sakuvuna kusasemanzi sakubeka laphana sakuwomisa, sokusele ukuthi kugaye.
Likugaya nga?
Abasincedisayo babesithi bazasilethela isigayo sokugaya ukudla lokhwayo, besifakile laphana ngaphandle sabe sokugayela khona.
I-velvet le inhlanyelo lethatha le.
I-velvet le sayihlanyelayo sayincediswa ngabantu ukuthi ayikulisa.
Abangabulabani?
Ababizwa ukuthi ayikulisa. Wabuya khona lapha bathi ikulisa, watwafuna ukuncedisa ama-youth labomama bahlule sinika inhlanyelo le.
Ama-youth aphatheke lapha mangaye?
Ama-youth aphatheke lapha sibaningi, ilayini yonke abantwana abancane bakhona lapha. Silima nje lathi lapha sincediswa ngabadala.
So lapha lezandi selatholana ukuthi lilime kanje?
Akwathi sizalima ulabhulabhu lo asika mthengisi.
silimile samvuna zambeka lapha emthunzini ukuthi awome kahle. Zameza wabambana ukuthi awome kahle ingahlukani. Sase sishiya lalo enhlanyelo lapho somuntu sasidobha inhlanyelo yakhona siwomi ukuthi sibe lenhlanyelo sala.
Eh, ama youth alapha akwazi bangaki?
Hayi, ukuthi siwangaki.
Eh, wenu yini yakho ngulida ongona?
Hayi, angisolida ngobanye omunye wabo nje.
Okay, alilani kokheli, nifunga ukuhlangana lo.
Ukhona, ngikholwane.
Okay, ubaba.
Hayi, ungubaba.
Ubaba.
Eh.
Ongiyo ikhokhelayo.
Mm.
So lapha kungani bengathonde ilime lezithelo zempita lamandlo konke lokho. Bathi kuyini ilima lokho?
Akuze silime lokhu lesipesi singaka sishota ngamapipe. Amapipe silamapipe abalutshwana. So masilima silima masesithelela siyamelelana omunye aqale ethelele omunye esethelela sokuthi silime indawo enkulu. Sikwanzele ukuthi silime amatamatisi lokunye isihlahla ngapha sabe singasakwanisa ukuthi sithelezele kahle.
So ufisa ukulima into eziningi wena?
Eh,
namayouth icina ngala.
Amayouth ayiwasithegelanga sasikhethe sama ngalapho ukuthi amanzi aphelela la amapipe.
Oh, amapipe mafitshane.
Eh, mafitshane. La ngathi ucinile afikile.
So lapha utsho ukuthi okwehlulayo lapha ukuthi impompizo zingikhoyo.
Eh, impompi lamapipe. Ngoba vele ziphelela la sithuphela la amapipe siyale, amapipe akhona mafitshane. Phelela khona ukuthelezela wona.
Siyabonga kakhulu Ezo Jesus Banda ungathini lokusasa. Wezemidlalo intethele izindaba yethu uJoseph Njanzi usethulela okwenzakala kuBulawayo lelizweni lokhu ejikelele.
Ophethe isikhundla sikamongameli wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association uGift Banda uthi kudingakala ukudonsa kanye-kanye ukuze ilizwe leZimbabwe libuyele libe yingxenye yemuli yeFIFA. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni awubiza ngolwesihlanu esigodlweni iHarare, uBanda uthe kumele inkokheli zomdlalo wenguqu elizweni zisebenzisane ukuze umdlalo lo uvuselelwe.
Yes, there are divisions in football, but
ukungaboni ngaso linye kukhona emdlalweni wenguqu, kodwa mina le bhodi yami asilandanga uzokhetha abantu kumbe kuphindisela. Kodwa sandi uzothuthukisa umdlalo wenguqu, sizavumelana sonke ukuthi abadlali beqembe lithile bengabe bengayisibo bangani kodwa bengavela bevunule amagawusi afana nayo kumele badlale ngokuzwanana ukuze benqobe. Ngalokho ke ngithi bonke labo abangabhemisani lathi kabasondele ukuze sibambisane sidonse kanye kanye.
UBanda ukhethwe izinkokheli zomdlalo wenguqu ukuba akhokhele inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association njalo uthethe isikhundla sikaFelton Kamambo obenguye umongameli weZifa kusithi yena uBanda ubengumsekeli wakhe kodwa ubesevalelwe phandle sethiswa icala elokukhetha abaqeqetshi abatsha beqembu lesizwe engelamvumo. UBanda utholakale ngelacala kodwa inkokheli kaKamambo iqhubekele phambili imvalele phandle. Kutheke uKamambo labanye bakhe ababalisa uFilimon Machana kanye loBrighton Malandule sebemise umsebenzi. Amakhansila enhlanganiso yeZifa asekhetha uBanda ukuba bebambe isikhundla sikamongameli. Ekhuluma ngolwesihlanu uBanda uthe imizamo yokuvuselela umdlalo elizweni ivele isiqalile njalo bazaqhatshwa umqeqetshi omutsha weqembu lesizwe.
We will sit down with
them. Sizahlala phansi labanye bami sixoxe ngodaba olokuba siqhathe umqeqeqeshi omutsha weqembu lesizwe. Mina ngokwami ngingathakazelela ukuba kube ngumuntu oyisizalwane sakuleli ngoba akusiloqiniso ukuba labo abavela phandle yibo kuphela abakwazi umsebenzi.
Umnikazi weqembu labasakhulayo le Golden White uKhotso Nyathi uthi bekungaba ngcono ngabe kulungiswa inhlelo zabasakhulayo kulokuba kuqhatshwe umqeqeqeshi weqembu lesizwe.
Kasikezwa kakhulu ekhuluma ngedevelopmental side iJunior League ngoba yiyo inhlanyelo yakusasa eyesithembile ukuthi sizathengisa emazweni. Nxa kungela inhlanyelo amboni sizavuna.
Ilizwe leZimbabwe lamiswa ukudlala lamanye amazwe ngemva kokuba inhlanganiso yeSport and Recreation Commission imise umsebenzi ibhodi yeZifa ekhokhelwa nguKamambo. Kulezi nsuku amanye amazwe awezwekazi lase-Afrika aphatheka kumkhankaso wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyadlala kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi owe-Africa Cup of Nations kodwa eleZimbabwe lona kalidlali. Siyikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi. Iqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi namhla linqotshwe nge-21 runs ngele Afghanistan emdlalweni wesibili ohlobo lwe-2020 oqhutshelwe eHarare namhla emini. Limpumela yanamhlanje yitsho ukuba iqembu le-Afghanistan selinqobele eZimbabwe kumncintiswano ohlobo lwe-2020 njengoba linqobela kumdlalo wakuqala ngomgqibelo ngama-wickets ayisithupha. Umdlalo wesithathu njalo ngokucina ukhona ngolwesibili enkundleni iHarare Sports Club. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo inguJoseph Njanji.
Sukhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Olivalelisayo mukhethi.